The state administration has filed objections to the proposed federal designation of a more than 200,000 square mile area as polar bear critical habitat. The proposal is required now that the polar bear is listed as threatened under the Endangered Species Act. In comments filed with the Department of Interior's Fish and Wildlife Service, State Attorney General Dan Sullivan compares the proposed area to the size of the state of California. Sullivan says by law, the critical habitat designation should balance the concern for the species with concern for the economic impacts posed by the designation. Sullivan says that has not been done in this case. He says Fish and Wildlife has included areas lacking special features and has ignored protections already in place for polar bears under the Marine Mammal Protection Act. But Bruce Woods, spokesman for the Fish and Wildlife Service in Alaska, says the critical habitat proposal is designed to cover all the bear's terrain.
The service proposed that area because our biologists felt that the various components of habitats that polar bear need to survive are encompassed by the three separate categories, sea ice, coastal islands, and onshore denning habitat that are included in that critical habitat proposal.
Woods says the state's official comments will be taken into consideration before any final decision is made on the critical habitat.